me, Corey Rail, Chair, Sue Laporte, Vice Chair, Lauren Herbert, Treasurer, Grace Larson, Secretary, and Joni Lee, Trustee. Let's review the operating norms. As a board, we will focus on agenda topics, be open-minded, respect each other, value different viewpoints, be responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan, make decisions based on data and facts, listen to each other, be reflective, and run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent. Next, we have a discussion action of addition or deletion of agenda items in the approved agenda, and I don't have anything. Okay, seeing none, I have a motion to approve the agenda.
I motion.
Okay, thank you, and thank you, Lauren. Any discussion? Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have an agenda. Public comment, we don't have any public in the...
I think that's because the public feels like we're in executive session.
Right. I did say that we have public comment first, everybody. It is also on the agenda first. So I don't know how.
Were there people upstairs?
Are they wanting to comment?
I'm not sure. But just, okay. I just wanted to make right. known that it was.
Well, do you want to run us?
Yes.
No,
just
no, wait, somebody they need to.
Yeah.
I'll
run. Yeah,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'll run. And then Joey's bringing it up.
Yeah.
Just.
Did John have a comment?
I don't know.
Well.
Linda said she was leaving and coming back later.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. I didn't mean to hamstring the I just want to say that we when we came down, it said we're going into executive session.
I said that specifically that we have
the
meeting here
opening.
I said it's an open meeting first and we're going into executive session.
But then you said that the lawyer said that he was going to be calling at any time and that we needed, so I just, it wasn't clear.
Joey,
it was clear to me.
I thought it was clear to you.
I mean, I just did what I could.
Yep.
Okay,
John.
I'm
sorry, John, just want to address this. The public comment should be, since we're in a special meeting, it's just for the items on the agenda.
Told me it was public.
No, John.
It is.
It's just, but it should be directed to, it's a special meeting, so it needs to be only pertaining to the items on the agenda, that's all. Does that make sense?
Okay. And then I was just going to offer support for you guys, and if that's not on the agenda, I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you, John.
Oh, I missed it.
He offered support to us.
Yes.
Okay, so we are calling now.
Now we're in executive session?
No, we need to vote on it.
We have to vote on that.
I should close the door.
Let's call him and have him in the audience. Let's see. Okay. I haven't used one of these in a long time.
I know.
Well, when I was at that, okay. Does this have a speaker?
Morning, Campbell Kite.
Hi, this is Corey Rail. I'm hoping to speak with Jim Carroll.
Are you here again?
Corey Rail.
Let me just take it then.
Thank you.
He's expecting our call.
He has our meeting locked down. Is this better?
Much better.
Oh, great. Okay. We're on the library phone, on speakerphone, and we have not gone into executive session yet. So we have the motion. Sorry? I didn't catch that.
I'll wait.
Oh, okay.
Okay, do you want me to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one, there are two motions.
The first motion is moved that the board finds, based on the advice of counsel, that premature general public knowledge of confidential attorney-client communications with Paulett's counsel concerning pending litigation in the matter of Barnes versus Town of Paulett et al. And made for the purpose of providing professional legal services to the Town of Paulett would place the Board of Trustees and Paulett at a substantial disadvantage.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay, next.
Motion number two, move that the board go into executive session pursuant to VSA S313A1E and F to receive professional legal advice in the form of confidential attorney-client communications with counsel for the town of Paulett concerning pending litigation in the matter of Barnes versus Paulett et al.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are now in executive session. It's 10:07. And executive session at 10:36. Let's go open the doors and we can. I need to make a sign to the upstairs. I don't know if we need to or just direct.
I would say,
oh, okay.
It says Matt Waitman on the agenda.
Great. Thank you so much. I should have. I didn't.
No.
Yeah, I was late. Whatever. So does anybody need like a break or anything to go? No, I don't either. Okay, good. I actually have to leave here at 11:45. I have to leave my house at noon. And it's not a fun thing, it's a doctor appointment for my kids,
yeah.
But
yeah.
we're going.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No,
get
back to work.
Sorry, Tom. But yeah, okay.
Should we wait for Johnny?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I'm gonna try to get this card written so we can sign it and I can leave it here if anybody else wants to.
This is for Chris.
This is a thank you for Chris Ross.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have an actual list, like, or people or anybody? Or?
I don't have one. I'd like to come up with one. I was thinking about this last night,
yeah.
And then I just didn't get to
me
it.
I started writing down. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna,
So
I
would
the same
like
that.
Yeah.
But like you say, I'd be happy to help right now.
Thank you.
Good.
Is there an inexpensive place around to just buy some nice thank you cards?
I probably have.
Because I was thinking last night I should like order some from Amazon, but that's
good. I think I have
just like a basic
maybe
thank
even,
you.
My kids,
maybe even Adele has some.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Oh,
yeah.
So there are cards
from the library.
I think.
Oh, that would be.
I know there are some.
I will ask her.
Yes. Come on down. We haven't quite started yet.
I found a chair.
Yes, Linda, thank you.
And you've got colors and painting though.
Yes, they're up, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So where do we sit?
Wherever you feel comfortable. Sorry.
I'll sit here. Yeah.
The themes are a little hard. Okay, so we are resuming our regular meeting. We have come out of executive session. No action is taken on that. And we are down to the next item on the agenda, which is discussion and action. Approve the written questions for library director candidates, and then discuss the timeline and next steps, because, like I said, we didn't say how long we wanted these candidates to have to answer the questions. So I had emailed everybody in the body of an email. I can send out the document, and I can read these questions out loud if everybody thinks that's appropriate. Or
sure.
Yeah. Okay. So we have five questions. Number one: what strategies would you use to build a positive and productive work environment with staff and trustees? Number two: Tell us about a time you had to make a difficult decision. How did you approach it and what was the outcome? Looking back, would you handle it the same way today? Number three, how would you approach making a community space or program more inclusive and welcoming to all individuals, especially those who are underrepresented or not currently participating? Number four, describe your experience with budget preparation, administration, and grant writing. Number five, how do you measure the success and impact of library programs and services, and how do you use that data to inform future decisions and improvements? So I would like a motion to approve these written questions.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, thank you, Sue. And a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you, Lauren. And now we can discuss these questions, but we discuss them and come up with them, so. Anyway, just prefacing that we did have a lot of discussion about this already. I do feel really confident that we put the community input into this, and we are, I feel that we are all aligned on these five questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any more discussion?
No, thanks.
Okay, so all in favor of approving these questions?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay, great. We have these questions to go to our candidates.
Do you want me to send them?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll send you the file because it was a weird communication, like a connection thing. So yes, I'll send you the Word file and then can you attach that to the minutes as well?
Yeah.
So because we had a lot of interest in the actual question.
Yeah.
Yes. This is the bureaucrat in me about these questions.
Okay.
It seems some of those questions are so multifaceted. The mm-hmm. answers are going to be quite long.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe you should tell the recipient to say, don't hesitate about saying as much as possible.
Okay.
Because some people might think, oh, you know what I mean?
They might not write it out.
I don't know, that's just me.
Thinking
of looking at a list like that.
Well, the last time there were about 12 questions, so we didn't whittle it down. We feel pretty good about
sense,
that. I don't know. I mean, I think part of the quality of the answer is how we would evaluate the candidates going forward.
Yeah.
That's my thinking.
Some people might.
We can send it back, please. Please elaborate.
But you're right.
Good
right.
Grace. Okay. Yes, Lauren.
So when the Grace will send out the questions to the candidates, and when she receives the answers, will they come to us all at once when she's collected them all, or as they come in? How would that be communicated with us?
I think I'd like them all at once. But that's just I can wait, though, if you want to send them out as they come in. I can just wait and read them all together.
Yeah, I prefer to get them as they come in.
Okay.
It's easier for me to do that, and then all at once, depending on how long, you know what I mean?
I feel like some people might want to read one candidate's questions all the way through, and some might want to, read one at a time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
If I would be happy to send them as they come in, and then if you want to wait,
Thank you.
If everyone is comfortable with that.
Yes. And do we have a timeline for how long we want?
So when
do you have a pen?
So you're going to send them to Grace, and Grace will have them out by Monday?
Oh, I can put them out tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Evening.
Yes.
Tonight or maybe tomorrow morning.
Okay, so tomorrow's the 23rd. Do you want to give everybody until the 29th? Which is
seems like a long
Friday.
Yeah, that seems a long time.
Okay, a week? I'm just asking.
I think a week is good. No.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
I just feel like this process it's already been a long process.
Well,
do you remember what you did last time?
I think that it was
5 days or?
I think it was a 3-day turnaround. Gave them a day, a day to think, a day to receive it. 3 to 5 days seems.
So if it goes on a Friday night or Saturday, or Friday afternoon, Saturday, I mean, the weekdays, I think you'd include only weekdays as working days.
5 days. I'm giving them 5 weekdays. Okay. And then our next board meeting is
the 12th?
The 9th. So we'd have them for a week to look at them.
And then we would also send out to the public the anonymized version of these to the four members of the public. They would get these written answers. I will also try to come up with some kind of rubric, again, matrix, whatever, just to help everybody on their own to evaluate the candidates one to the other. I can just do it. I'm going to do it.
No, I liked your matrix.
Okay.
And I think it's good to keep track.
Yeah, if anybody has any input, because I said I was going to expand it a little, that was more for the actual in-person interview, though, for the soft skills.
I feel like
it's hard to tell that to me.
Yes, I understand.
But some people kind of express that.
I appreciated yours. I think that those are important. I'm not going to base 100% of my opinion
but
I think it's a really good starting point.
And then
what I like about that too is after I've looked at all the applications, I liked what I put in as I went. Like, right. It made sense to me in the end.
Yes,
when I was exactly. like, okay, yes, this person I did like, and they did come out right. higher than this other.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's yeah. just, it is helpful for that. So I appreciate that. Thank
okay,
you.
It's a tool.
Yes, yeah. And then I can send that, we could send that out to the public if they want to, again, mm-hmm. for them to just,
so yeah. Should I also send them out as they come in to the public, members of the public? Or wait, and then, I don't see why not.
I think that's fine, yeah. Are we? And we can, you could preface it with, I'm sending this out as I come in, but if you want to hold on and evaluate them all at the same time,
right, this
feel
is
free
the
to
deadline.
Do that. Yeah.
Yes.
And they're going up blindly to the public.
Yes.
Right?
Blindly, okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Oh. Has there been an answer to from Merrill's office as to whether or not we can acquiesce with Joanne's request to see resumes?
Right, so I was clarifying that. They did say there's... Just, I'm trying to be, they're very, they said something along the lines of, since they are part, have been appointed and they haven't necessarily been appointed. But I believe, and I haven't heard back, I want to clarify so that we can invite them into executive session. It sounded like they can be reviewed only in executive session, and then they don't have access to the resumes outside of that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we would all be looking at, we would be in executive session. We can invite them, I believe, this is what I'm clarifying, invite them into an executive session, have them look at the resumes and rate them or review them, but then they don't get to keep the resumes.
Right.
It's, they're just looking at it in the meeting. Okay. So, yeah, I will follow up to see that answer. And then that's why I'm trying to build all of these meetings and try to structure them so that they work together and they work, you know, with the demands on people's time as well. So
thank you, Corey.
Yeah, because we didn't know like how many meetings we would have with the public, or and a lot of people were asking about that, and we didn't know exactly until now how to proceed. So, and that was from the question. Mm-hmm. So. That seems like it will be another meeting or tagged into another.
So can we? So you were looking at a calendar, right?
Yeah.
So if we do give them a week, what would that be?
The 29th of August.
Is that a Friday?
Friday. Yeah,
yeah.
Next Friday.
How would we then? When are we going to come up with in-person question interviews? Is that what we're working on today? Or
no.
Okay.
So
that's another meeting. Yeah, we have to. Yeah.
Right. So our timeline is looking at mid-September, end of September for hiring. Is that
let's do our get our meetings done.
I
think it's fair to. Could we do a generalized overlook?
I'm just trying to figure out what the next couple of weeks look like so they can put it in my schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know mine either yet because school has just started. I don't know. It hasn't started yet. It's just come up, so I don't know my obligations.
If I did send them out tonight,
mm-hmm.
what would it be reasonable to ask from Wednesday? And then could we fit in another meeting?
I see what you're saying. Oh
that's just
Friday.
Thinking that, like if we
yeah,
met
like
on
that's
the 29th.
Labor Day weekend.
It's the Friday of Labor Day.
Yeah.
Labor Day is the first.
Yeah. So next Friday would be the Friday Labor Day weekend. I don't
I'm available. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probable.
Since
again,
I'm retired from the restaurant.
Fairly. She quit, retired.
I quit, retired.
But I mean, you didn't make an announcement. You just kind of stopped. So,
right.
It's quiet quitting.
It was quiet. I did a quiet quit.
So everybody,
29th, are you going?
Oh, no, so I'm not going.
Okay. So the 29th, I'm available. Are you available on the 29th?
Morning-ish, or during the day, I guess.
Morning's great.
I have a 5:30 to 8:30 meeting on Friday morning. But
oh, what?
I know. It's another board I'm on.
So you get to watch the sunrise, and it's been beautiful.
It has.
But yeah. Sunrise
are better. Both are great.
I could do meeting the 29th, but
what time
I... Not later. I can't do a meeting on Friday later than 10. Like, this is pushing it for me.
10 o'clock.
Okay. I could probably make it at 9. I could probably...
Oh, wait. You have an 8:30?
I have a 5:30.
5 a.m.
I can't do a 9. I know. I can't... I don't think I can...
So what about 10 a.m.? You could do 10 a.m. That's the latest.
As long as it's not going to be... I can't do it, like, two... It would have to be, like, an hour and a half meeting.
To talk about our...
Would be coming up with questions for the...
Would it be to talk about the written answers? Because she has a deadline on Wednesday. Or would we? Do we want a little bit more time for that?
I guess we should push it out, but I also, like, don't...
Because the public, we want to know those...
Right.
There.
I just want to also be, like... You know, I don't know what these people's job situation is, but we don't want to keep them hanging and lose good candidates.
Right.
So what is our... So we're gonna send out the questions, the written questions, and then we're going to review those answers before we interview them. We're going to, like, then review those questions and then offer in-person interviews with our top three or something
I think.
Is that generally what we're doing?
I think so.
I think it'd be great to get that done next week, to, like, have a solidified top three.
But then I think that the meeting might be longer than...
An hour and a half.
Yeah, because especially we would have the members of the public
And
as
you can't
well.
Do more than...
No.
That's pretty fast.
Fridays are like...
Yeah.
Days.
So are there are other days?
Most days, yeah.
Okay, yep. So Fridays, okay.
What about Saturday?
I generally have stuff going on.
You're agreed on Friday?
No, not yet.
Oh, I haven't yet. I
could do that Saturday. I know I can't do the following Saturday.
I don't think I can do... I'm not sure about...
I can't do that Saturday. I'm not going to do it in the morning.
So we could do Tuesday the 2nd?
That's... Yeah.
Yes.
The kids are back in school, right?
Yep.
So they're off Monday probably, but we could do Tuesday the 2nd, and then that gives us a week before our 9th meeting.
Yes, and then... Yes. So we would be evaluating to go forward. Would we be coming up, can we get questions for the written, think about those and have those for the in-person interview before?
I think that would be great.
So we can have that as well at that meeting?
And then we could...
I'm sorry, what was that?
The questions for in-person interviews. I think, and in the process, because I think, like, I don't know how to structure an in-person interview with 5 people, like, you know, on it. So I don't know, but I want to hear questions. I think everybody should have questions.
I'm trying to remember how we did it last year. Harley generally asked the questions, or did we each?
Each person had one question that they asked each.
But I was handed a question. I didn't come up with a question. It wasn't, we didn't have the questions ahead of time.
We used just, like, the ALA, like, in-person, so it was, like, each person, I think there were 5 questions.
Each person picked one?
And each person picked one that they were asking.
My
question was, what did you read? What did you read recently?
right, like personable questions, right? You want that as well to get it. It's weird to have so much structure because you want it to flow and be able to get a feel for the person. But at the same time, I just don't want to overwhelm people with 5 of us.
Right. But they're going to have to be meeting the 5 of us.
Yeah.
So I think that it's, you know, it shows how they work with the board.
I think 5 questions is okay. So then for the meeting for September, potential meeting for September 2nd, we would be we will be talking and discussing about the written questions that we received. Would we also include an executive session with the public?
Yeah.
So that they can come in, see the resumes, talk about the answers.
Yeah.
And then we make our final decision for the final candidates. And that's great.
Can you say that?
So I think Tuesday the 2nd, the objective of that meeting is to have it to invite, we'll have a potential executive session to invite the public, the 4 public members, in to see the resumes and discuss the written answers and formulate, and then they wouldn't be part of the latter discussion.
Right.
That the 5 of us would come up with our top 3-4 interview.
Correct.
Yeah. That's a great, a big task.
Yeah.
And then we could
do 2 executive sessions, one with and one without, or however that would
work.
I think so.
And Jim was very clear that we should, you know, be clear about that and, you know, also come out when we come out, like no action taken on this or whatever, and then state that they left, you know, and then you say who is in it or whatever. So,
So we're all going to be here the 2nd. Are 4 people going to be here this
week? We can check, I guess.
We hope they can make it.
I can send
it can be dependent on them.
I can send a quick email out this afternoon.
Yeah, okay. And they could give us their rankings outside of
But if they want to see the interviews or the resumes.
Yeah, and they could also we could put that on the 9th at our regular meeting for them if they want to okay. I guess
we no? do.
I was hoping to come up with our ranking on the 2nd.
Sorry?
I want to come up with the ranking on the 2nd, on September 2nd.
Okay.
So the committee members can either, if they can't make it in person, they can communicate with Grace.
But that's the only option to see the resume.
That's only option to see the resume. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. We're trying to offer another one.
No, our timeline and our time is, I think, more important.
Okay.
And hopefully they can come on the 2nd.
And what time of day then during the day?
I love the day meeting.
I actually like it as well. But
does it work for everybody or no?
We're talking September 2nd.
September 2nd.
I'm okay in the morning. I can't do afternoon. I can't do after 1 o'clock. I can't do.
Because this could be a long
or
meeting.
I can do chair yoga. Are you gonna skip it?
No, I could skip chair yoga. Okay. But the thing is, I got a doctor's appointment to take John to at 2 o'clock in Kansas.
Okay.
So then it has to be the evening or earlier because how long could it potentially go?
And the evening is the select board meeting, right? So because we don't have a meeting, so we wouldn't want to.
So could we do? Could anyone do 9 a.m. like 9 to 9 a.m.
9?
No, because 10 to 1 isn't, that's 3 hours. Right.
It's plenty.
Oh my God. I think that's plenty.
All right, 10.
That's all I can say.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. library meeting.
Oh my goodness. Okay, 10 a.m. 2nd. Library meeting. Okay. And that's a special meeting. I will. The 2 executive sessions, and will we be doing then the resume question or in-person questions at that time as well? Yeah.
I feel like that should be not that hard.
Yeah, okay. So
those.
If we can each come up with a few and do it like we did.
Okay.
Like we did.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we would want I believe council to review those questions, just make sure they're equal and whatever, I guess, like
we did before, we'll do it again, yeah.
Just to make sure,
It doesn't really seem necessary to me, especially if we consult the ALM website, but...
Okay.
I don't think it's necessary either, but we did it before, and the attorneys wanted us to.
They appreciate that,
I know.
Okay. Well, I guess we can decide that at that meeting. Further in person.
Well, I guess, but then we want to schedule, we don't want them to have another, another return review and then another meeting to approve them and then before we can ask them to schedule meetings. That's really just
cumbersome.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
What if we choose pre-approved, suggested questions on the library on the 8th, was it the 8th, where did you
ALA? Listen?
I think it was
the
ALA.
The
ALA?
Or it was
the Vermont.
I can't remember if it was from the course that I took, the hiring, the HR course that I took, or if it was from the ALA itself. I'll dig around and see.
Do you want, if you feel up to it, maybe you could share with us some kind of resource and we could all...
Yeah.
That's great.
And then we would pick our...
I think I've shared that...
Then we probably have it.
Yeah. And I can also just, if you'd like me to dig up the questions, because doesn't matter. I can dig them up because it was insightful for last time when we came up with the written questions to have that list to kind of bounce off of.
So you have the last? You have last?
I can see.
I think I have
them
somewhere.
I think I have them somewhere.
Okay, so that would be great to see in my matrices what was last year.
Right.
I would feel comfortable with that.
I feel like it gave us a good picture, the questions that we used gave us a decent picture of the candidates.
Mm-hmm. And then we don't, nobody does off-the-cuff questions?
No.
Okay.
Because we are required to, it is strongly recommended that each candidate gets exactly the same.
And that's what I was talking about with council because I always thought that I didn't, but yes.
That's important.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So we ask everybody
So no follow-up?
No follow-up.
We should let them know that beforehand. You know,
this is not going to be like a firing, like a, what do I call it, a tribunal. Exactly. Well.
Grace, I wanted to ask you, where are you putting the notices in? Because our website is so bad. But where are you putting them under? Because I did find it, but I can't, now I'm
in going, what's going on, which used to like be the front news page, but now when you go in, it's some it's the strategic plan. Which
is there any way to put that, to change the front page?
Yeah, I don't know. Should I? Is that my job?
It's under what's like, new. Is it under what's new?
It's not my job.
So you, but
it
you
would. Corey, can you ask?
Okay.
Maybe.
Sure.
Or would you? Can you ask Nina to change that? Is that inappropriate?
Yes, sure.
Because it really is bugging me.
I asked her to pin the job thing to the top.
It was probably an accident, but for some reason, the first thing that comes up is a strategic plan.
I know. I know. We were panicking a while ago looking for the warnings.
Yeah, we couldn't find it, but it was there. Yeah. We found it, but it was like hard to find. And I was thinking about, I'm wondering how Linda knew about this, because, you know, if we're having a series of special meetings, I just want to make sure that people have access to that information.
Right. Yeah. Change front page.
Easily.
Well, Linda does follow up with the... Oh, this morning's meeting. Okay. I don't know.
So
did
we
discuss
it
in our last meeting?
You were there at our last meeting when we set this up, right?
Yeah,
Linda Welch sent me directly an email last night about the chair of yoga. So I'm
not sure. Bone
builder. The bone builder. So I don't know. She must have seen it warned on
it's
something.
It's on the door.
There's a million. Right. There's
so
that.
The post office.
And front porch forum. And the post office.
And the other post office.
So I just want to clarify. We're asking Nina to change the front page of the website to just like the current things that happen as they happen. And then if we need to pin something like the job.
Like reverse, like the new news and community news with the strategic plan. Like,
mm-hmm.
Do we need to... The front porch forum didn't go out until last night for today's agenda, and because that's one of our main.
I posted it as soon as I
got
it.
No, well, that wasn't.
I
wasn't,
yeah,
that wasn't.
I know.
Points,
I don't,
I'm wondering if we are required to post it.
No,
24
no.
hours.
No.
No,
it's just
no.
The physical, and then it has to be on our website as well.
It's what we agreed to.
I think didn't we agree that?
But it's also.
We didn't put Front Porch Forum as the main, one of our main ones, for that reason.
Yeah,
I think.
Because we didn't
but
have
it's
the
not
right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is above and beyond, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did mention trying to put it on Facebook.
Okay, that's my job. It's necessary, is all I'm saying.
It's all agendas.
It's not legally required.
No, what is specifically required.
But it's really great.
Physical and the website. Agendas.
Linda wants to say something.
Sorry, yes, Linda.
Sorry, just in addition to all this, as you probably all know, I'm quite active with Dorset Library, and they have a very good system of sending emails out to all the members of the library about things, and I never get that from Paulette Library.
Right.
And I think maybe that's another way, just keep
you
know, a good email, because then every member in the library sees it.
An email box.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
We have talked about that. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could talk to Nina about that. But
okay.
I'm on that list also. I get.
I'm actually not even on the Paulette Library one. I can't. I don't know why.
I don't think I am either.
Anything from that. So okay.
And
well, thank you.
Graphics as well, which is nice.
Yeah.
We've seen the Dorset one. That's really good. Okay. So we approved the questions, we're discussing the timeline, and do we all feel clear on that? We have a special meeting on the 2nd at 10 a.m. And that is to come up with our top three candidates from the written questions.
Well, I just want to say, though, because we are meeting on the 2nd, that gives the candidates the full week to the 29th.
So I wanted to go back. That was my next question,
go
back to the 29th.
Yes,
that's the
please.
Deadline.
Yes,
thank you. Okay, and we will be notifying the members of the public about this meeting, that they can come into it, so they would be invited into executive session, and we will also be giving our in-person questions.
And I assume... I would tell the members of the public we'd love your written thoughts, but also if you just want to share when you come in.
Yes.
But, okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Right.
However they want to do it, basically.
Sure.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it's their opportunity to see the resumes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Good. Okay, let's reflect on our operating norms.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to hear their rationales, you know, mm-hmm. like for all of us.
For sure. Okay, operating norms. We will focus on agenda topics, be open-minded, respect each other, value different viewpoints, be responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan, make decisions based on data and facts, listen to each other, be reflective, and run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent. I think we did fairly well. Anybody?
I would like to not see faces made across the table at people.
Me neither.
I was giving you ideas and smiling.
I think that happens more than I would like to see, which is
okay.
Would
be
and I would like, and actually, you're right.
Okay, one person talking at a time. Yes.
I agree with her.
Okay. Enjoy. Okay, so we're in agreement. That sounds. Thank you. any other? Okay. Let's see, where are we on this? Do we have public comments? And again, I just want to remind you that it should be just relevant to the items on the agenda because this is a special meeting. Any public comment? No. Okay. Great. Thank you for coming, both of you. Our next regular meeting is September 9th at 6 p.m. here at the library, and our next special meeting will be September 9th at 10 a.m.
Second.
You're
Second question
tonight.
You said special meeting.
Please,
and when do I expect you back?
That our meetings right now, just a second.
Oh, sorry.
Our next regular meeting is September 9th at 6 p.m. at the library.
Right.
But our next special meeting is September 2nd at 10 a.m. here in the library.
Right.
Okay. Just wanted to state that for the minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Or what?
Do you have a comment on this?
Well, yeah, no, it's just really a question. I'm just trying to get the sense. You sent the questionnaire out tonight.
Yes.
So when do they have to hand them into you? Your meeting?
By the 29th.
By the 29th. Yeah, we're asking.
Sorry.
What, by the 29th?
Next Friday, one week. They have 1 week.
Every week.
And then we're meeting on the Tuesday after.
Yeah, over Labor Day weekend, reading them on. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I'm just, yeah.
Yes. And hopefully that timeline will be clear in the minutes, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Or does everybody want to stick? Johnny, could you please sit?
I made a motion. I'm just,
okay.
I'm in bed to sleep. I'm trying to get to go back.
Okay.
Sleep.
Do you have a motion to adjourn then?
I made the motion to adjourn.
I didn't hear you. Okay.
Okay. Johnny has a motion to adjourn. Who has a second?
A second.
Okay. Any discussion? No, let's just close the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned at 11:08.